Bonjour à tous and welcome to this French Pod Café of the Week. My name is Amaury.
Hello everyone, my name is Catherine.
Hi Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm okay, I'm a little sick, but yeah, nothing's going to stop me from recording today.
I know. And I would like to congratulate Catherine to be here today because she looks a bit pale, to be honest.
You're not the first one to tell me, but you know, we make sacrifices for French Pod.
Good. Hey, don't go up to the point. I hope you're not going to do like Molière or French Shakespeare, who died on stage. So please.
Oh, jeez. I hope not, Amaury. Thanks for the inspiration, though.
Yeah. He was so committed, as you are so committed to French, but he was so committed.
Okay. That's depressing. Yeah. Let's talk about something happy.
Okay. So something happy is what we have this week. The lessons.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the first lesson is actually maybe not so happy if it happens to you, but it's funny. So it's a wonderful lesson about driving.
Yeah. And it's called bad driver.
Yeah.
So it's not like a bad driver who doesn't know how to drive, but it's a bad driver because he's dangerous.
And he won't follow the rules.
Exactly.
So follow the rules, people. Otherwise, someone might get hurt.
Hopefully, there's someone with him in the car.
Yeah.
Who will give him a hard time.
Yeah, well, we can only hope. But that's on Monday. Wednesday's lesson is actually a lesson that was recommended to us by a user. And it's all about animals.
Yeah. It's called Zoo.
Zoo? I love the zoo.
Do you? It's actually a debate we'll have at the end of the lesson between JP and me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
Well, zoos, they are kind of sad, but they're also wonderful places where you get to see all sorts of animals that you would never normally see. So I guess there is something to debate about. Yeah. Well, the last lesson this week is on Friday, and it's another great one that's going to actually touch on some of these upper level content things that we haven't seen for a while. So it's the advanced media lesson.
That's right. It's a great return of the advanced media. It's true, we haven't had advanced media for a while, but they're back. We're going to have a great article that Marion and me are going to analyze.
So it's better for people who are maybe at the advanced level or people who are at the upper intermediate level who want some more practice in the advanced level content stuff, because it's not for newbies, but it's a wonderful way to practice your French.
That's right, but there's always the link, you know, of the article. So you always can click on the link and see, because sometimes it's easier to read. So even lower levels can still have a look, you know.
Cool. Well, that's on Friday. And on Saturday, we're looking forward to your entrepôt.
That's right. Once again, I'm going to explore a region of the west of France. This time, it's Brittany.
Well, if I were Eastern France, I'd be jealous because every week it's Western France.
Yeah.
Western France.
It's not my fault. All my friends come from the west side of France.
Okay. Well, it's actually a very fascinating region from what I've been told.
Really? And it has a strong culture. Brittany people have got a strong reputation in France. And I'm really happy to have my friend Anne, who's going to be here in the studio to talk about it.
Cool. Well, that's going to be on Saturday, and I'm definitely looking forward to that because I've heard some really interesting things about Brittany. But we've also got some new things on the site, things that maybe you've been able to play around with a little bit or clicked on and not really understood. So
I'd like
to mention those today because they are made for you and your learning experience. So we hope that they'll help you in your studies. And one of these things is the activity stream. The activity stream is actually a series of questions that have been divided by level, and they may or may not have to do with the actual lessons, but they're generally just a way for you to practice. So if you choose your level on the right-hand side, you pick elementary or intermediate, you'll be given questions that are questions for that kind of level. So they'll say, you know, if you could go to France, where would you go? What city would you go to? And then you can just answer the question on top and your answer will appear. And someone can maybe show you what you did wrong or help you or tell you you got it completely right. And so it's a way for you to practice writing French and to practice reading other people's French. And so it's a really great exercise for people who, you know, feel that all they do all day long is listen.
So there's a question for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the good thing as well, if you manage to answer the questions at your level, all of them, you can see what's below or what's the next level and see what you can do. And we're here as well at FrenchPod to help you and correct them. So if there's any problem, just leave us a post or write your answer. And we'll have a look at it.
Yeah, so this is under the Me section. Me is where you'll find some of your own lessons and some of your own profile information. But there's also this thing called Activity Stream Beta. And you just click on that and you'll find the questions right away. To change the level, again, you just click on the right-hand drop-down that says Level, Change Level.
Yeah. And not to forget the lesson sets under the Set section, obviously.
Yeah, and they're, again, they're built by level. So if you're concerned that there are so many lessons in the intermediate level, you just want lessons about food or about travel, this is a way for you to help organize a little bit. And so we've created sets of lessons that are maybe, you know, 5 to 10 lessons each, and you can check these out and listen and really try and get the most out of one area or one level. Yeah, so that's called lesson sets. We hope that you'll check out both of these things. We also have one more addition to the site. When you're looking at the dialogue or you're looking at the expansion sentences, right now you can see the French and the English below it. But maybe you're too tempted to read the English and you always skip over the French. So
that's
this is the problem
do.
I
that's
have.
What we do.
So right now we have a new feature. It's a button. You can change the preferences. So you can hide the English. That way you can test yourself on the French and really make sure you read the French before you read the English. So this is a great way for you to force yourself to study a little bit more and to get more out of that French. So that's an icon you can see. It looks like a settings wheel on the dialogue and expansion sentences page. You click on it and you can change the settings when you want to look at those things.
That's great. There's so many things this week on the French blog.
Tons of things. So we hope that you also give us some feedback, because if there are things you want to see, we're happy to make them happen. So let us know via our website at frenchpod.com or our email address, frenchpod@praxislanguage.com.
So we'll see you this week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.